WildTalkRadio.com.
Gani, ladies and gentlemen, and that is Swahili for What's the News. We're starting the show with that because today, yes, today is the first night of Kwanzaa. What is Kwanzaa? The people have asked, and we will tell you. Of course, I am joined by my elf. I don't know which one to call you on this one. Anyway, it's Rocco.
Hey, it's not an elf thing. We're past Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I got so used to saying elf friend Rocco. But tonight, we actually have a special guest straight from the frozen tundra of the north, Tim Stye.
Oh, come on. I'm not quite that far north. It just feels like it tonight.
You said it was like negative 13 degrees.
That's so, only Fahrenheit. No, you want to make it sound colder? Use Celsius. Do you remember what I told you it was?
Like negative 20 or something?
Minus 25 Celsius. Now, here's the thing. With the wind chill, that makes it minus 35 Celsius. If you want to know what that is, kids, Google's your friend. I'll just tell you this much. Minus 40 is minus 40, whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. We're not that far away from it right now.
I did not know that. I learned something, Rock.
Hey, that's the whole point of this show tonight, learning stuff.
Reading is educational.
Yeah.
That it is. It's good to hear you on the radio this week, Tim. It was just nice.
Why, thank you very much. It's been a couple of weeks, but then, you know, life gets in the way.
I fully understand.
Been like a month or two.
A couple of weeks, yeah, you know. There's a couple of weeks in a month.
Something like that.
A couple pairs of a couple of weeks. And and then some. And then unless some. It's February.
Are we using Canadian money and change or this good old-fashioned American money and change?
Don't overinflate yourself just because you live in the excited states. Don't forget that you got to put up with Trump for another 3 years. Yeah, I said it.
Wow. Usually we don't try to go the political route on this show.
You opened up the can of worms.
Yeah, well, as always with Kwanzaa, we look at the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And we light the, not called the menorah, candlestick. So every day is nice and it's structured for Rock and I. Tonight we have the principle of umoja, unity, which, as I read the definition, is to strive for and maintain the unity in our family, community, and nation, which is one of the reasons why we have Sir Tim Stye on the line tonight. We're bringing unity to the Wild Talk Radio Note.
Okay, if you insist.
And his version of unity is to learn about your culture, Tim.
My culture.
The culture of, yes, Canada.
Canada has a culture?
Well, yes, because unlike us down here in the States, where we celebrate Christmas, you celebrate something called Boxing Day. I was really hoping that you could tell us a little bit about this Boxing Day holiday that you guys have up there.
Well, just so you know, Boxing Day is not a Canadian thing. It's a British Empire thing. Countries of the Commonwealth that used to make up the former British Empire, of which Canada is a part, would celebrate Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas. What else do you want to know?
I want to know, what the hell is it? I knew when it happened, and that's why you're on this show. I mean, we kind of planned it out that you'd be on the Boxing Day episode.
Well, okay. In Western Christianity, in the British Empire, Boxing Day is the second day of Christmastide. Now, have you heard Christmastide?
Not really.
Okay. Have you heard of Yuletide?
See.
Same idea, different countries.
All right.
Okay. Do I have to fill you in on Christmastide?
No.
Well, okay. Here's the short version. The Christmas season is known as Christmastide.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you know.
So we call everything from like August until New Year's Eve, the Christmas season down here, apparently.
Well, that's a little early. I don't like Christmas stuff starting until American Thanksgiving.
And even, I agree with you there.
And even then, that's too early. But that's just me.
That could be just you.
So what is this Boxing Day? What do you do
Basically, it's also known as Saint Stephen's Day, celebrated celebrating the saint, Saint Stephen. Now, that's from the Catalonia region of Spain. Now, in some European countries like Germany, Poland, Netherlands, and Scandinavia, December 26th is also Second Christmas.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Second Breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah. Obscure Lord of the Rings reference.
At least you know our fandom.
Obscure Lord of the Rings reference. Hey, dude, I'm a geek
obscure,
as well.
People, yeah.
Yeah. People don't, well, obscure to the casual person. But, don't forget, I'm a bit of a geek too. I mean, I'm just watching the end of Justice League.
It's a decent one.
It's all right. It's better than Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice. It's not as good as Wonder Woman.
I would agree. I think that's pretty much the usual opinion on that one.
There you go. So, continuing back on track, basically, it's a secular holiday, St. Stephen's Day, which is the religious holiday, but it's also the day where traditionally you gave boxes to your postman or your delivery boy or whatever. And they were, you know, you gave them Christmas boxes of, you give them money or presents. And usually it's the first weekday after Christmas. If Christmas Day was on a Saturday, then the first weekday would have been Monday. Because back then, you didn't get the 26th of December off. You got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off, and then you went back to work on December 26th. And also back then, like, deliveries to the home were a matter of course. You had actually a milkman who would come to the house. And I know back in the 60s, right up until the early mid 70s, it also happened in the United States.
A milkman?
Milkman. The milkman would come and deliver milk to your house based on your order.
Whoa. Weird.
Well, old person stuff, Rock.
Are you like being a smartass, or did you honestly, genuinely not know this?
I was being a smartass.
Okay, smartass. I happen to live in a house that still has the old milk door in it. This house was built in 1948. The door has since been sealed shut. But what would happen is you would fill out this little card, put it in the milk door, and close it. You had the door closed on the inside, and then there was another door that opened to the outside. The milkman would show up. He'd grab the little card, read your order. You want 4 jugs of milk. 2%, or, you know, as American translation would be low fat.
Ew.
or whole milk, which we call homogenized. But I don't know, this might make Americans laugh. Homogenized or whole milk, we shorten it down to homo milk.
Figure that's where that was going.
Yep. But on Boxing Day, if you weren't there to greet the milkman, say you dropped off the milk at like 5 or 6 in the morning, you would leave a little tiny box or an envelope along with your order, and you would give them a present, or you would give them some money.
Nice.
Yep.
I learned something.
And that is Boxing Day in a nutshell.
Did you read that off of Wikipedia?
I'm Canadian. I grew up with Boxing Day.
Okay. Well, you know, I just had to ask.
Now,
some
I was
people
just going
on the shows.
Okay, no, they only know by reading off of Wikipedia. There you go. I just wanted to let you know what Boxing Day means today, like nowadays.
Okay.
It's the Canadian equivalent of Black Friday, the number one shopping day of the year.
So are you saying that when I went to the store today to go and get clearance priced Christmas stuff, I was kind of in the celebration of Boxing Day?
Of modern times.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
So that's Boxing Day in a nutshell. Good. Thing we've now been educated by a Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that people can be educated by a Canadian. After all, we're pretty smart, you know. You could learn a thing or two from us, eh?
It doesn't work when you jump into the stereotype.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to agree with that. We don't really say that very much unless you know, like, you're from Ontario. Ontarians are terrible at it. I don't mean they're bad at saying hey. I don't mean they're bad at saying hey. I mean they're terrible in the fact that they're the ones that perpetuate that stereotype.
Ontario's on the eastern side.
Oh, okay.
It is just so you know, Jobber, Ontario is basically north and also east, northeast of Michigan, north of Ohio, and north and northwest of New York State.
I'm seeing a map of it now. Ooh, and it's got, was that Quebec right next to it?
Quebec is right next to Ontario.
Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia.
So, okay. This whole day is about bringing people together and uniting people. We have a Flames fan and we have a Sharks fan on the same call.
And we're both looking forward to Thursday night, I'm sure.
Is that where my team's going to beat your team again?
No, that is where my team is going to beat your team.
Okay.
In the idea of bringing you guys together, who is your common enemy right now that you have to take down?
We've got several that are on the same level.
Like, there are a couple.
Like,
let's start with California. They're called the Anaheim Ducks.
Everybody, I have no worries about the Ducks.
Everybody in the Pacific Conference wants them to lose. The other one would be the Los Angeles Kings.
I mean, the Kings and the Golden Knights are doing really well this year. So.
The Golden Knights is the National Hockey League's golden child. Everybody's rooting for them. Because
but we need to root against them.
It's a, such a Cinderella story. And the only time anybody's ever going to root against the Las Vegas Golden Knights is when their team is playing them.
But we also want to root against the Stars, the Blackhawks, and the Wild. So
Well, yeah, but that's not the collective nemesis because they're in the Central Division. And the only time those teams matter any at all is if one of us might be fighting for a wild card spot with them. Otherwise, yeah, whatever. You know, good luck to you. Just so long as Anaheim loses, Los Angeles loses, Vancouver loses, and Edmonton loses, I'm happy. And as long as the Sharks lose.
Well, it's been a little while. It's what, the top three teams in each division and then the four best teams in the conference? Is that how it goes for the playoffs?
Ultimately, it bottoms down to the top eight teams in each conference will make the playoffs.
Because I couldn't remember how exactly it was structured.
It works to seeding. Somebody in the Pacific Division could wind up being in the top three and have fewer points than somebody in the wild card division.
Yes, I know.
And that happens, like somebody in the Pacific. Let's just say the Calgary Flames wind up with 95 points, but Minnesota has 97 points. Because Minnesota is in the Central Division, they could wind up in the number one wild card spot, whereas the Calgary Flames, with 3 points less, are third in the Pacific Division. It breaks down to seeding is what that is.
Yes, but I was asking about the particularities of the seeding, such as currently the Knights and the Kings in our Pacific Division have 48. Sharks have 42. Ducks, 40. Flames, 39. I don't care about the other three.
Uh-huh.
So doesn't it, now, I don't really quite remember, doesn't it take the first three teams of the division that they get a spot and the wild cards are filled up by who's ever best in the conference, or am I misremembering this?
Well, you're close. You're close. For example, it's Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Jose currently are the top three in the Pacific Division.
Yes.
Which is our division.
Yes, now, I'm seeing our standings right now.
When you look at the Central Division, it's St. Louis, Nashville, and then Winnipeg.
Blues, Predators, Jets. Yes.
Okay, so those are the – no, don't worry about – yeah, those are the three teams that are seeded in the Central versus the three teams that are seeded in the Pacific. Those six teams don't worry about each other until the second round.
Yes.
I'm talking about the wild cards.
If they started right now.
Just follow me along. As of right now, if the playoffs started right now, I'd be supremely pissed off because we're 1 point out of a playoff spot at the moment. But the Central Division top three teams and the Pacific Division top three teams would not have to deal with each other until the second round. The only time a Pacific and a Central Division team would square off is if right now, take a look at it. Anaheim is currently holding the final wild card spot. They would, with the lowest number of points and being a playoff team currently, would face off against St. Louis.
I've always just liked how wild cards are done for the most part. So.
No, I personally don't like this. Back in the 70s, before realignment took place, it was Team 1 played Team 16. And they decided to get away from that because of travel problems, and the Players Association was all upset about have all that travel. And nowadays, with charters, because back then they didn't charter their flights. They took commercial flights. Nowadays, all teams charter their flights, so they can leave whenever. The only real exception being the San Jose Airport, which closes down at 11 o'clock at night, which is really stupid for a major center. But, you know, that's your city, not my problem.
Don't worry. I'm looking forward to a few years when I will be rooting against my local team.
Whenever
the Seattle Whatchamacallits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's the name we're officially going with, the Whatchamacallits.
As of right now, until the bid is accepted and everything. This is not an official thing. Seattle has not been granted an expansion franchise.
Yeah, but everyone's assuming they will be. So it's fun to assume.
Yeah, the odds are genuinely in their favor that they will be awarded an expansion team. Now here, just to put everybody's mind to rest, it's going to be an expansion team, not a relocated team.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, the Calgary Flames can't get a new arena. They're going to move to Seattle. No, they're not.
I would laugh if they did, though.
Yeah, that won't happen. If Calgary moves, it'll be to Houston.
I was going to say, they're going to move to New Mexico.
No, Texas.
Texas, okay.
Yeah, they'll move to Houston.
See, I was only going for a joke. Anyway.
So, Tim, I'm here at the NFL.com/standings website.
Okay.
So I can clarify. You know, I'm seeing the Western. It says Central, St. Louis, Nashville, Winnipeg, Pacific, Vegas, LA, San Jose.
Yep.
On wild card, it goes Dallas, Anaheim.
Yep.
And then it has the marker underneath. Chicago, Minnesota, Calgary.
Yep.
Does this mean you have to potentially really beat the next couple teams to even get a shot at it?
Nope. Here it is. If Calgary beats San Jose Thursday night, Calgary will be in a wild card playoff spot.
But to answer Tabra's actual point of that, yes, they have to. He has to jump over those teams. He doesn't have to beat them directly; just has to jump over them in points.
Yeah, and that can happen with one game on Thursday,
or they could be down another two.
But this goes back to what I was talking about. Okay, so Calgary beats San Jose Thursday. We've got 41 points. We knock Anaheim out of the wild card and take that over. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not all done in a vacuum. If say Minnesota won another game, wouldn't they and then Dallas score the wild cards?
Well, yeah, it's all contingent on what teams win naturally. Yeah. But
so we want everything below at least third on both sides of the Western to basically fail.
Well, to tell you the truth,
but everyone but us to fail.
The top three teams in the Central Division have no impact on your team or my team as long as they stay in the top three.
We just want everybody else just completely fail.
Everybody out of the top three in the Central can lose, and I'll be happy.
I think we're trying to say the same thing, but we're saying it differently.
Pretty much. I think
that's what the problem is.
Yeah, I'm making more sense than you can handle, so that's understandable.
No. That's the guy who doesn't do radio shows.
There you go.
I've done more radio shows this month than he's done all year.
Okay, that's bullshit.
No.
But
no.
Not by much.
Not by much, because we're on, what day are we on now?
Oh, God. Is it 13, 14, something like that?
I think this is day 15. I think we're on day 15 of these shows.
Oh, 21, apparently.
Oh, 21 now. Because reasons. So we've done a lot in the last few weeks.
Because reasons.
Because reasons. I think it may be really close.
I've done more than 30 shows in 2017.
Have we?
Yeah, I have.
Are we sure? Are you sure?
Yep.
It's not much higher than 30, though.
Well, you have to remember, the first couple of weeks weren't counted under the 20 days, Rock. So.
This is true. No, I'm just saying for Tim, it's close. We've taken a few weeks off. I don't think we've taken 20 weeks off.
No.
We maybe did 40 WTRs.
So, speaking of, when are you guys going to finish your great debate? Because I kind of want to run that bracket eventually.
2019.
Yeah.
Is that where we're earmarking to finish it, Tim? 2019?
The way we're going, probably.
Because we've done how many jobbers so far since this one started? About 40-something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Anyway, so bringing this all back together for unity's sake, you just want all the teams. What are the teams again you have to worry about to lose?
Everybody but the top three in the Central.
Okay, so there you go.
And everybody, including the top three in the Pacific, except for my team.
And San Jose.
It's about bringing you both together, unity, Tim. You have to have a common interest. You can't root against his team, he can't root against yours. Common interest.
You notice, I don't go on Twitter and I don't bash your team when we won, because I'm nice like that.
No, you take swipes when we play other teams and win or lose.
Okay.
The only time I say anything nasty about the Sharks is when you beak off or any other Sharks fan chirp.
I don't hate on your team usually, so.
Oh, hey, yeah, that reminds me. You're a San Jose Sharks fan, and you follow hockey a little bit. Yeah. What does it mean? Here's a hockey trivia question. What does it mean if you chirp somebody?
It sounds familiar, but it's not drawn to my brain right now.
That's a Canadian expression. If you're chirping somebody, you're in their ear. You're trash-talking them.
I can see it.
Yeah.
So that has been the first day of Kwanzaa here on 20 Days of 21. Something of Jobber, celebrating the holidays right here on the Mile Talk Radio Network. Right, Jobber?
See.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the night two of Kwanzaa.
WildTalkRadio.com.